What appeals to me tells me who I am. And what appeals to me tells me who I am. And it is wonderful, it is exciting, it is beautiful, it is good, it is lovely. Now, I don't say what appeals to me tells me who I am in a negative way. I say what appeals to me tells me who I am in a positive way. What appeals to me tells me who I am, what I'm thinking about, what makes me delighted in life. Now, in a positive way, what appeals to me tells me who I am. Now, what is it that can be a positive way? Now, as I look at the people in my world, are they all fantastic? Are they all glorious? Are they all people that I would like to take home and introduce to my mom? Are they all people who I find great pleasure in being in their company? Are they all people who like to be with me and I like to be with them? Are they all circumstances that I like in my life, that I'm happy with? Are they all things that make me feel just wonderful? Are they? If they are, what appeals to me tells me who I am. What type of art do I like? Now, that's a very inoffensive type of thing to think about, but what type of art do I like? What type of art makes my life very interesting and very interested and very fulfilled? Do I like the avant-garde art? Do I like art that is new? Do I like art that is representative almost of a photograph, of a photograph of a statue of a man, of a statue that looks like a man, like a Michelangelo type of statue? Or does it look like a strange, outlandish thing that you think, what is it the artist is trying to say? Well, now, I do not need to live in a world where I need to try to figure out what the artist is trying to say, what the artist is trying to reveal. To me, in my world, every artist reveals the ideal. Every artist reveals to me that which comes closest to a photograph, you might say. Closest to something that represents the reality. Now, an artist may paint a tree, and he may choose that tree has certain limbs on it. And he looks at those limbs that have beautiful little tiny leaves, the buds coming out of it, and he sees them. Now, there are around that branch other branches that are not yet bearing leaves, they're still sleeping. There are other branches that are not that had not weathered the winter, that had not come through and are no longer alive, no longer producing. There are other branches that are sticking out just in an awkward angle, and you think, my goodness, why are they growing like that? And as you look at them and as you think about them, you're thinking, my goodness, why are the branches looking like that? And then the artist comes along. And he paints a picture of that tree. He does not see the tree like you see the tree, or maybe he does. What does he see in that tree? He may see the newly budding branches as the beautiful thing that he wants to reproduce in his mind, that he wants to capture on his canvas. He may see something very glorious like that, and he may see something that only in time-lapse photography can you bring about. But he brings it about with his paintbrush and his mind and his canvas. And he brings it forth. And you look at it and you say, yes, I see that. You look at it and you say, that is glorious. That is beautiful. That is wonderful. Wow, that is so nice. You look at it and you say, my goodness sakes, that is something so spectacular, so outstanding, and you see like he does. What appeals to me tells me who I am. Now, am I a reality person? Am I a person that looks at things from the point of view of the real nature that is there, you might say? That is really what is the image that's there? Or do I have the perception, do I have the ability to look beyond what someone else might see? Do I have, because of my background as a builder, or my background as an architect, or my background as an artist, or whatever, do I have with that background the realization that I can look behind that wall, because I know I've been behind that wall, and behind that wall are apartments, and behind that wall are people, and behind that wall is an elevator, and behind that wall is a staircase, and I can look behind that wall because I know what's behind there. Now, I don't see it presently with my eyes because the building blocks the way. The wall blocks the way, but I can see beyond it. And because I can see beyond it, I see what's there. Now, what is it that appeals to me? Does it appeal to me to see things that I cannot see? Or does it appeal to me to see things that I can see with my physical eyes and that I am aware of right now? Am I able to transcend all the appearance? Am I able to transcend the limitations that my eyes presently are in knowing because the building blocks the way for me to look beyond? Am I able to... Well, what appeals to me? What truly appeals to me to look beyond? What type of art appeals to me? What type of friends appeal to me? What type of desires do I have? Are these things that touch my life, these things that make my world interesting to me, are they things that are going to do something beneficial to my thinking, to my being? Now, it doesn't mean that I have to go and build a better light bulb. It doesn't mean that I have to go and accomplish anything by what how I'm looking at things. It just means, what appeals to me? What appeals to me? Am I in delight at looking at a building that is being constructed, or do I delight in seeing a building that is already completed? Do I look at a building that is falling down and see in it the unhappiness of a building falling down, or do I look at a building falling down and say, what a lovely building that is, and what a beautiful history that building has, and how that building has touched the lives of so many people in so many ways? What appeals to me tells me who I am. What kind of friends do I have? What kind of people do I invite in my life? What kind of people do I choose to have around me? If I choose to have people who are seeking, searching, wishing, wanting, then I am seeking, searching, wishing, and wanting, and never having. Do I seek to have my desires fulfilled in progress, a work in progress, or do I see my desires as yet to be accomplished? How do I see my world? How do I see my life? How do I see all that I am in? What appeals to me tells me who I am? Well, what appeals to me is that which is fait accompli. It is something which is done. It is already fulfilled. I like to look at life and see it revealed. I'm not in the process of revealing life. I'm in the process of living a revealed life, a life that is full of magic, full of charm, full of all that is good and beautiful, and it's right now. It's not something in progress. What appeals to me is who I am. I am a complete idea. I live now. I live in the now. I live in this moment. The type of art that appeals to me is the type of art that says, this is a finished idea. The type of friends I have are friends who say, I unconditionally live in this world, and this world is a good and beautiful world. The friends that I have are friends who say, everything in this world is magnificent. Everything in this world is outstanding. Everything in this world is unique and wonderful. Everything in this world is something that's absolutely outstanding in every way. The type of desires that I have are desires not to seek fulfillment of, but to recognize that it's already done. Desire might seem to be something unfulfilled. But is it truly unfulfilled? Or is it just that I am searching around the corners and seeing what is already there? I look at a beautiful car. It's a glorious car, a brand new car. It doesn't matter the model, it's just a brand new car and it's wonderful. And I look at it, and what do I see? Do I see the engine? No, I have to open the hood to do that. Do I see the interior of the car? No, I have to open the doors to do that. Do I see how the car smoothly drives down the road? No, I have to get in it and drive it to do that. But is it all there now? Is it all in expression right now? Is it something that is fulfilled right now? Yes, it is. And what appeals to me tells me who I am. And because I live in the now, because I think now, because I delight in now, because the now is the only thing there is, that's what appeals to me. The type of art is the now art that represents the photographic quality. The type of friends are friends who are unconditionally loving, absolutely beautiful, fantastic, not seeking anything new for themselves or old for themselves, just living every moment vitally, dynamically, and wonderfully. The type of desires I have are those fulfilled, those totally there in the now and allowing me to open the car door to look inside, to lift the hood to see the engine, to know what's going on. It's all there. It may not be evident to my physical eyes until I do some act like opening the door, but it's all there. And it's all beautiful, and it's all wonderful. Yes, what appeals to me tells me who I am now. And it tells me that I live in a rather spectacular world, because all I have to do is open the car door to be and see what's inside, and I've got the ability to open that car door. I've got the ability to enfold friends with my unconditional love. I've got the ability to enfold the world with my unconditional love and know all the world is beautiful and good. And I know that it is done right now. I know that it is fulfilled right now. I know that it is revealed right now. And what a wonderful revelation that is. What appeals to me tells me who I am, and I know that I am good and very good. You are too. You're my reflection. You're my reflection, and you're my expression, and you're everything that I am, and I love it. Have a great day. You're fantastic. I love you. I love you. I love you.